going on what you've heard from what I've said and the websites that you've looked at, what do you think about this whole controversy?
Well, I think the idea of a candidate attempting to endorse, like a candidate for mayor attempting to endorse a candidate for council is not completely unknown. It's a bit unusual because usually that that implies a level of coordination, complementary perspectives, things of that sort that a mayoral candidate is looking for people who will be around the council table that he or she would feel compatible with. The idea of trying to encourage someone to drop out, I think, is much less straightforward and not a very welcome part of this campaign.
Does this thing normally happen at such a local level?
Well, I'm not aware that it's happening in other communities. This is an instance that seems to have some local, let's say it's unique to this particular race, and in Kitchener with the candidate for mayor also stepping aside. Who knows what led to that decision and the idea of throwing support. The big question really is that the nomination day was in September. If candidates really were not persuaded that they had a chance of winning, that was the time to bow out. Having candidates withdraw in the middle of a campaign is not only not fair to voters, but I think is really putting a lot of negative perspectives on the whole idea of what the ballot is about. You're getting people who say, gee, I'm changing my mind, I'm going to quit. You figure out how to do it. I don't think that's a very happy arrangement.
Is there any repercussions that are possible because of something like this? If they were to for sure find out that it did come from him, that it was sent on purpose, would there be any repercussions at all?
I am not familiar enough with all of the provisions of the Municipal Election Act to know whether the attempt to interfere with another candidate's decisions and approaches to the campaign might have crossed the line in there. Certainly at an ethical level and at a kind of, if you will, political level, it's an unacceptable direction to go. I think candidates really have the right to make the decision whether to bow out or not. This is different when you're encouraging a candidate to leave the race for reasons that you believe are, if you will, the real world. I don't think that is something that the Act would necessarily address, but if it doesn't, it should. This is not a practice that I think we would want to see replicated in other communities.
And when you see something like this happen, is there a possibility that your thought automatically goes to, oh, there must be something going on between Dan Graham, who the letter was sent regarding, and Dan Glenn Graham? Does that automatically come to mind?
Well, as I said a moment ago, it tells me that the two Dans, if you will, feel that they have perspectives in common that would be valuable to have around the council table. I have no sense of how this came about in terms of any contact between the two of them, whether there were conversations in person or by phone or elsewhere. You would assume that there's been some discussion, but I don't think we can necessarily say that this was something that was part of a conspiracy or some kind of collaboration between the two of them, not until we have far more evidence.
And you said this sort of thing doesn't happen all the time. Is it normal for a mayoral candidate to get involved in a ward race? It just seems odd that he should be sticking to his mayoral race and worrying about that, and he's getting involved in a ward race.
Well, one of the difficulties is that we don't have a party system in an overt way at the municipal level, but clearly candidates tend to be supportive of one another. I think this is certainly unusual that it's become played out in the way it has. There have been times in the past where various candidates, maybe not so much in Waterloo Region, but candidates campaign as a kind of a team or as a set of allies. It's even to the point in some instances of fairly common colors and designs for campaign signs. The idea that you try to persuade candidates to bow out in favor of somebody else, I think, is certainly unusual, and one that will, I think, provoke some reaction across the municipal world.
And just in terms of, I talked about repercussions a bit, but what are the implications this could have? Obviously, Wasai getting a whole lot of attention now, but in terms of Dan Glenn Graham for mayor, we did have him come on our show this morning, and he said his explanation for what happened was that it was a staff phone, that's a staff member that did send the email. People are saying this could potentially hurt his campaign. Is that what you see?
Oh, I could see it hurting the campaign, whatever happened. It also strikes me that if indeed there was a desire to persuade one candidate to bow out, that's not something that I would expect a volunteer to send on behalf of the candidate. That part just doesn't add up to me. This is far too significant to simply pass off and say to a volunteer, oh, you go ahead and do that, or for a volunteer himself or herself to voluntarily do on behalf of a candidate. This is not something that happened, without some kind of prior knowledge.
Perfect. I think those are all the questions that I have for you. Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we finish that maybe I didn't touch on at all?
Not really. I think the idea that candidates are forming informal alliances is not unknown at the municipal level. We haven't seen much of that in this region. I have no idea, because I haven't done the work to discover whether the two Dans are closely aligned in terms of how they would approach governing. It does strike me as an event that will be worth looking at in more detail a little later on, whatever the results.